Education Minnesota says a survey of the union's members found 90% want to change or abolish the profile, which requires students to show what they know by completing work in at least 24 standards before graduating. Co-president Judy Schaubach says the union doesn't want to eliminate the standards.
This is now something that people by and large believe will happen. They have accepted that the standards, the profile is not going to go away. But what we have to do is make it workable.
Teachers' biggest complaints are too much paperwork, not enough training, too many required standards, and not enough time to implement them. Education Minnesota is asking the legislature to spend more money on training and resources for teachers, declare an immediate moratorium so this year's 10th graders don't have to complete the standards to graduate, and give Education Commissioner Christine Jacks the authority to reduce the number of required standards. Jack says she agrees with Education Minnesota's recommendations and will ask for a two-year moratorium so that the standards won't be required until the class of 2004. She says that won't take the pressure off schools to implement the standards.
This is not for teachers to say, oh, good, we don't have to work on the profile of learning for 2 years. This is that it will not be high stakes. It will not come between a student and a student's diploma. But the teachers will need to still go forward.
Jack says she thinks the Ventura administration and Education Minnesota are unified in their views on changing the profile. But other interests are already beginning to converge on the Capitol to push different approaches. Earlier this week, profile opponents organized a so-called Citizenship in Education Day so parents, students, and teachers could lobby their legislators to get rid of the profile. One of the event's speakers, Michelle Bachman of Stillwater, says participants believe the profile is the wrong direction for Minnesota schools.
The mission and focus of education has changed in Minnesota. It's no longer about acquiring knowledge. It's about training children in job-specific performance skills.
Bachman's comments point out the basic philosophical difference between profile opponents and those who want to maintain the system yet modify it. Anti-profile groups such as the Maple River Education Coalition say the system dumbs down education and puts busy work and group projects ahead of academic achievement. Those who support the concept say requiring students to demonstrate their knowledge rather than simply memorizing facts will better prepare them for the 21st century. And the two sides disagree over whether the state or local districts should set standards. Republican Representative Tony Kilkuski of Lester Prairie is a private school teacher who authored the bill eliminating the profile last year and is seeking a major overhaul this year. He says there's little common ground between the two factions.
I'll be real honest with you. I'm not going to try. There's certain things you can compromise and there's certain things you can't. And I'm not sure what they're going to offer or if they're going to offer anything. If they don't offer anything, we're not moving anywhere because there's got to be some movement.
Even the most vehement profile supporters say they're open to some changes, although they don't go anywhere near what groups like the Maple River Education Coalition are demanding. DFL Senator Larry Pogamiller of Minneapolis, who chairs the K-12 Education Budget Division, says the legislature should provide more teacher training and clarify misunderstandings about the profile. But he's not in favor of reducing the number of required standards.
I like the fact that we have some people saying that implementation of the profile and the standards is creating more work and making it harder on students and schools. My instinct tells me that's not bad. We are raising expectations, and that is going to be in the best interest of children.
Pogamiller says he's also inclined to oppose a moratorium on the standards, while the chair of the House Education Committee says he would agree to a moratorium. Given the widely divergent views among legislators, many observers fear another stalemate over the profile this year. Annandale Superintendent Steve Nicholas is one of four Minnesota superintendents asking legislators to pare down the number of required standards. But he says after meeting with legislative leaders, he doubts anything will be done this year.
So in the meantime, schools throughout the state, students throughout the state are kind of caught in knowing that there are some adjustments that need to be made for the best interest of their students. However, the political quarrels of the adults in St. Paul doesn't allow it to get done.
The fact that this is an election year and all 201 legislative seats are on the ballot will complicate the debate. House Republicans who voted to scrap the profile last session may not want to reverse their votes by backing a less extreme measure this year, and anti-profile groups are threatening to use the matter as a campaign issue. Profile backers say they're not worried. Pogamiller says he'd be happy to campaign that he wants higher standards and others don't. At the Capitol, I'm Laura McCullum, Minnesota Public Radio.
calculation is he hurts her, my guess is he won't be spending a lot of time.